Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A family is demanding police officers are punished for a deadly shooting near Six Flags. We are seeing newly released body cam video that's at the center of a federal lawsuit. Channel 2's Cobb County Bureau Chief Chris Jose joins us now live from Marietta. And Chris, his sister, is claiming that this was excessive force.
And she also claims the officers lacked proper police training, especially when it comes to drugs, and that they violated his constitutional rights. Today, I picked up two copies, two angles of the police body camera video from this law office near Marietta Square. A quick warning, though, some of it is a little bit difficult to watch.
Not only charged, but convicted.
That's the punishment Bianca Billingsley is demanding 2 years after her brother's death. The tense moments in April of 2018 show the final seconds of Sanchez Lowe's life. It all unfolded in the parking lot at the Guest Inn near Six Flags. We froze the video before one of the officers fired three shots.
We're never going to see our brother again. And it's not fair that you can go home and see your family.
Before the situation escalated, officers were patrolling the motel and noticed the smell of marijuana. Attorney Che Correga is representing the Lowe family.
He doesn't have training to detect narcotics.
The officers questioned two other people for about a half an hour. This angle shows Lowe leave the motel room and officers go after him. This lawsuit filed in federal court alleges wrongful death, excessive use of force, assault and battery, and false arrest. According to a statement from Cobb County, a GBI investigation found the use of lethal force against Sanchez Lowe was justified after he committed aggravated assault and battery against Cobb County police officers by using his vehicle as a deadly weapon to evade apprehension.
Your response?
Well, that might have worked before George Floyd, but it doesn't work anymore.
Back in 2018, a Cobb County grand jury recommended no actions against the Cobb County police officers. The family says they filed a lawsuit because they want to see charges and a conviction. I'm in Cobb County, Marietta, Chris Jose, Channel 2 Action News.
This happened in April of 2018. It is wise of the family to file this federal suit now because obviously the narrative of policing is starting to transform to align with the community sentiment, because definitely there's something off about how we have allowed policing to get to this level. On the show, I have the attorney in this case, Che Correga, and also the sister of Sanchez Lowe, Miss Bianca Lowe. Thank you both for being on the program. How are you?
Doing well.
We're good.
Let's talk about the initial incident that is now at the forefront of the conversation. And I will start with Miss Lowe. How did you find out this happened to your brother?
A friend of mine called me. Actually, I was pregnant. A friend of mine called me and was saying, your brother, I think your brother just got shot. I'm like, huh? I talk to him every day. And the crazy thing is I felt it. I could not call his phone after I heard that because I felt it. Because we always talk. He was like my son. Our mom passed, at the age, when I was 18. So I had custody of him. He was 6 years old when I got custody of him. So it was more of a brother slash mom type situation. So I felt it. And when we went to go see what had happened, I heard that he was shot by Cobb County Police. I was devastated. I was sad. I was mad because I felt like nothing was going to happen. And here it is, over been over 2 years, and we still fighting for justice for my brother because he did nothing to get where he, I mean, to be where he's at now. And, you know, the part that, it's a lot of this that upsets me because Juliet Holmes is the reason why the officer is not being prosecuted. And she won't prosecute him, but you can prosecute for Ahmaud Arbery's case, and it was basically the same. You know, I feel like it's just a lot of stuff going on that should not be going on right now. It's just, like, not fair. And I feel like all of them need justice. Everybody needs justice. Ahmaud Arbery, Floyd, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, everybody. But you can't pick and choose because of where you are. I mean, because it's, I mean, where you're sitting.
So let's go to a detail of the case, and I want to go to the attorney for this detail because the Cobb authorities are basically saying, and the GBI, they're saying, well, because Mr. Sanchez Lowe was attempting to get away, and in that process, and they used the terminology dragging an officer, that the officer was justified for shooting Mr. Lowe three times. I want to get your legal perspective and answer to that excuse being used by the authorities in Cobb.
Well, first, he didn't drag him. Okay, as soon as Sanchez Lowe sat in his car, Officer Del Rio jumped on him instantly. Like, he sits down, starts the car, and Del Rio's on top of him, pancakes him. The seat goes all the way back. He couldn't drive the car if he wanted to. The reason why you hear the car revving up is because his feet are kicking under him. He's got a 250-pound man on top of him. He's 150 pounds. All right? It is all in the video. This is not me putting a legal spin on it. The video that I provided to you shows you that he was
and
not
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that, and I kept saying,
driving a car. Yeah.
Right, and this is exactly what I said when you sent me that video, because I read the story first in the AJC. I read the terminology used by the Cobb police and the GBI, and then I saw the video, and I can't see in the video where he's dragging anybody.
That's because it didn't happen. It never happened, you know, and they just tell people this kind of stuff. Just because you say something doesn't mean it's true. And we have video here. Now, if there's no video, that's the truth, because there's no way to refute it. But we have a video showing that he didn't drag him. It didn't happen. Before that, though, before we get to the whether or not he's dragging someone or not, the officers are doing what they call a knock and talk. They're going door to door looking for a crime, right? Scalia is really clear in his ruling on this case, a seminal case dealing with this, and I don't have it offhand here, but he says that you can knock once and wait a reasonable amount of time like a Jehovah's Witness, and then you must leave. These officers knocked, waited about a minute, knocked again, waited, and the person running the room, Tony Mitchell, never answered the door. There were about four people in the room at the time. Nobody came to the door. And then he yells, "Fire hazard, man." Or actually, it was Del Rio that yells, "Fire hazard, man." And then Tony Mitchell comes out to see what they're talking about, because he yells fire, basically. And the Supreme Court is quite clear. You cannot, at no point can you get probable cause to come into a room, someone's abode, under those, you know, if you violate the knock and talk rules, if you're going to use that as a means to go contact people in their homes or where they reside. So from that point on, he was never going to get into that room. That's why he sat there for 40 minutes asking for consent to go in that room. So when Sanchez Lowe comes out the room, This man's frustrated. He's been out there 40 minutes trying to get this man, Tony Mitchell, to give him consent to come into his room. And Tony Mitchell knew his rights, so he never gave him permission to come in his room. He was upset. When Tony Mitchell walks past, when Sanchez Lowe walks out of the room and goes to get in his car, he has an absolute right to do that. Now, what the officers are allowed to ask questions. They call it Terry stops. They're also allowed to pat people down for their safety if they think they perceive a threat. Sanchez Lowe was wearing shorts, a T-shirt. He had no visible weapons on or anything in it. When they later on, obviously, after he died, they searched him and searched the car. There's no weapons, no drugs or anything like that on his person. No probable cause to stop this man as he was going to his car. He could have come out, done a cartwheel, flipped them both off, and gotten his car. He's totally in his rights. So when they go to make this arrest, it's done without probable cause. You know? And so it's an illegal stop of this man in the first place. The dragging that they're saying took place, the car was moving about 2-3 miles per hour. Calero, when he was moving, running over there, shouting repeatedly, "I'm going to shoot you in the head, I'm going to shoot you in the head," he just tripped and fell himself. The car never dragged him. You can see that in the video.
So there are two obvious constitutional violations. One is the knock and talk. The second is the false arrest, because there was no prerequisite to the arrest, no probable cause or reasonable suspicion for any arrest. And then you have this sensational police report that uses the terminology dragging an officer to justify the three bullets that the cop decided to put inside of Mr. Lowe. The video evidence obviously was available from day one in this investigation. When the GBI, which is typical of agencies to turn over investigations like this to the GBI, when the GBI reviewed the tape evidence or the recording, did they make any mention of the seemingly disconnect between the report and what was on the video?
Not that I'm aware of. And, you know, it was hard to get the video. It took a year to get the video. Normally, these cases you're seeing nowadays, you're seeing video produced right away. Cobb County has a bad habit of making it really hard to get these videos. They said they have an active investigation, so you can't see them. You know, so it took us a long time to even get the video. Of course, when we got the video, the story was obviously a lot older, and that's another reason why they do that. They want the story to get
right.
stale.
They want it to fizzle out. I'm coming to a commercial break. I want to bring you all back on the other side of this break. I'm here with Attorney Che Correga and Miss Bianca Lowe. We're talking about the Sanchez Lowe killing. This took place in Cobb County at a hotel near Austell, Georgia. We're going to talk about what the community can do so that the light of justice is shined in this case. We got more. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show. What's happening? Welcome back. Okay. On the show, I have Attorney Che Correga and also Miss Bianca Lowe. This is about the Sanchez Lowe killing, which took place in Cobb County back in 2018. Thank you both for remaining on the show. Let me go to Bianca. What would you like to see happen now? You filed the federal case. There's obviously a process with that. But what is the ultimate goal?
Are you talking to me?
Well, I want to ask Bianca that question.
Okay.
The ultimate goal is to get justice for my brother and to see the officer not just charged but convicted for the crime.
With the federal case, what specifically is the federal case alleging?
Excessive use of force.
Okay. And wrongful death, correct?
And wrongful death, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. obviously, prosecutions, and I've said this many times on the show, prosecutions are very political, especially with high profile cases. And typically, prosecutors have sided with the politics of the police union and the Blue Shield. Now, prosecutors are starting to side with the politics of the local community, the sentiment and expression of the local community. There has definitely been a transition in the way these types of cases are looked at, and that has a big impact on what actually happens in the context of law and prosecution. To the attorney, do you believe the new wave of police accountability models, do you think this new wave will help your case in the long run?
Well, the civil case, I was never worried about the civil case. The video speaks for itself. I've been on both sides of videos where they can help you and hurt you. This one, I can play this for the jury. They can come up to their own conclusions on what happened. What's changed, and we filed this lawsuit back in April, a month before George Floyd died. After that happened and the big movement that's emerged afterwards, the family and myself realized that he can actually get justice for what happened, not just a financial compensation, but maybe have him prosecuted for what he did. And that's what's changed. The civil suit's a good suit, whether or not it gets national attention, because the video speaks for itself, and they can't really stop that from happening, getting a jury to see it. They're going to award money. But it's the family knows, and I live in Cobb County myself. I live in the same precinct that the officer works in today. He should not be still working for Cobb County PD. You know, he after he shot Sanchez Lowe, he ran to another car and put his gun to the guy's head and said, turn your car off. The guy didn't even have his car on. He drops his keys out the car and says, my car's not on. He's going to shoot the man in the head for having his car on if he was going to leave. There was no probable cause to have his. I mean, he was throwing a fit. He shot Sanchez Lowe because he suspected that someone might be in possession of marijuana. You know, this is a misdemeanor at best that he's hoping to prosecute somebody or arrest somebody for. And he's going on a, you know, no taser, have a gun out ready to shoot somebody to make an arrest for a marijuana possession case. We don't need officers like that in Cobb County. You know, that want to use lethal force for misdemeanor cases at best. Now, the person that smoked the marijuana that he was smelling, she admitted to it. She's out there on video. She says, yeah, I smoked a blunt earlier. He doesn't arrest her. You know, he wants to go in that room and see if he could find some drugs. She admitted to smoking marijuana earlier, but he really wasn't interested in making an arrest for smelling marijuana. He just wanted to do a search of the room. You know, people's rights need to be protected, and bad officers need to be off the street.
Bianca, I want you to tell us about your brother. Who was he? What kind of man was he?
Sanchez was always had a smile on his face. Just a real positive person. He never saw a negative in any situation. I'm talking about, really big heart, always giving and helping. He was just a really good person. He didn't stay to himself. That's who he was, a loving person.
Bianca, our hearts are with you. Our prayers are with you. So sorry about this tragic loss. Our prayers are also with you, sir, because you're going to need it as you continue to fight for those who have been disenfranchised by the criminal justice system in many ways. And we will remain an open opportunity for you to give us updates to this story. I will have an article out today about this story. I will post that article not only through our radio sites, but also in Rolling Out magazine. And others will pick it up from there. I thank you both for your continued fight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.